Well, unpopular as it may be in this church, I am about to commit a blasphemy. I am a conservative. Put away the pitchforks and the torches. You, Frank, especially. You may not know what you think you know, and I demand a fair trial. Here's what my dictionary says. Conservative, averse to rapid change, moderate, avoiding extremes, tending to conserve, unprogressive, orthodox, traditional, conformist, conventional, cautious, careful, prudent. Listening to the media, some of these definitions might come as a surprise. And while I fully understand that English is a living and evolving language, I do believe that conservatism has been given a bad rap. If you listen to the array of people who classify themselves as conservative, you'll find some absurdly creative interpretations going on. The word conservative has a certain air of respectability around it, even after a lot of editorial license has been applied. No one owns the word, so it covers a lot of territory. During the late 60s, the word climbed out of its defined shell and became the catch-all for anyone who wanted to use it. Through the years, the common definition has evolved, perhaps metastasized might be a better word for it, because mostly the evolvement has been toxic and negative. I recall speaking with a casual acquaintance, a proud self and often proclaimed conservative. What makes you conservative? What do you believe? Well, for one thing, I don't believe in racial quotas. Okay. What do you believe? I'm against government interference in business. But what do you believe? I don't believe in forced busing, and I think it was a bad day when the armed forces were integrated. Okay, what is it that you're for? I'm for freedom. Can you give me an example? The freedom to do what I want, to live wherever I choose, and that means I don't have to live near anyone I don't want to. I wondered whether this geographical freedom was something that he might be willing to share with others. And he added, if people can't speak English, they shouldn't be in this country. Enough, this conversation doesn't get any better. I've watched the meltdown of the word conservative. When I look what it seems to infer today and the definitions I read earlier, I wonder how we got there. Mr. Conservative, Barry Goldwater, opined that one could not be a conservative unless one was also a conservationist. Yet today, the climate change deniers, serial polluters, and science non-believers get the label conservative. And the most bigoted racists use the term conservative to describe themselves. Conservative is a very nice, acceptable term. It doesn't, or at least it shouldn't, be used in place of racist, homophile, polluter, or hater. When a South Carolina congressman interrupted a presidential State of the Union speech and shouted, "You lie," he was immediately identified as a conservative, not a disrespectful boor, but a conservative. So-called conservatives talk about preserving traditions as a conservative principle. That does seem to fit, at least in part, with what the dictionary says. But it is applied so inconsistently as to be meaningless. In 1775, the political entities in North America were British colonies. The conservative position would be to remain in that status. Throwing tea in a Boston harbor and claiming independence was about as anti-conservative as one could get. Many conservative British colonists fled to Canada to escape the crazy radical liberals. During the Civil War, preserving the Union was the conservative position. Rebels were radicals, but today's so-called conservatives select only what parts of history they like. The Second Amendment is conservative principle to them, even though it is obvious that, number one, the progressive who wrote it could not have dreamt of the excess to which it would lead, and two, it ignores a very fundamental tenet of our Constitution, the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. If gun ownership trumps the right to live, is that conservative? The right-to-lifers seem to believe that particular principle is reserved for the unborn. Once delivered, well, you're on your own. Hypocrisy surrounds the word, and who's to blame? It's easy to look at the fake news network and the radio bloviators who talk like brave lions but act like frightened rabbits in their own lives. You know, the war cheerleaders who did everything short of self-castration to avoid military service, and so many others whom hide behind the word. Is the KKK conservative? A large segment of the media allows them to so self-describe. They are conserving a way of life. Forgotten is the basic conservative principle that all men and women are brought into this world free. And the thinly veiled stereotypes hurled at the first African-American president, is that conservative? I will admit conservative does sound more acceptable than hateful, narrow-minded bigot. And there are so-called fiscal conservatives. If building personal wealth by depriving others of the right to live decent lives is a conservative principle, I'm at a loss for words. I just don't believe that. When a small groups of people who can rape and pillage this planet for profit, killing both the earth and its inhabitants, are called conservative, it sickens me both figuratively and literally. If ever a word begged to be removed from the language and well on the way to a different planet, it would be conservative as currently used. It belies just about every definition of the word: moderate, cautious, prudent, averse to rapid change. In the past 50 years, we've seen what is happening in the name of conservatism. More and more wealth is accumulating to fewer and fewer people. Whether one wants to believe it or not, the health of this planet is deteriorating, and not as gradually as the polluters would have you believe. Military adventurism is rife. Clearly, we can't just say it's them and pass it off, because it is being done in our name, and it is being called conservatism, but it is anything but conservative. And no, it isn't just the right-wing media. While many individuals and corporations are prone to swap facts and truths for profit, that's their agenda, and most of us with double-digit IQs are aware of it. But my main reason for taking on this subject isn't the Limbaughs, Becks, Hannitys, and the rest of the shills. When I hear respected journalists, whether on TV or in print, throw that term conservative around, it irks me. Would the Walter Cronkites of the world fall into this lazy group? How about Edward R. Murrow, or Chet Huntley, or David Brinkley? I don't think so. I use the term lazy with full intention. Every time a news professional hears a right-wing zealot use the term conservative and doesn't challenge that usage, he or she is perpetuating the idea that what these people really stand for are conservative ideas and principles. No one is calling out the bullies, and the so-called liberal news media is as much to blame by omission as anyone. Was Meet the Press's David Gregory in fear that if called out as an elitist, Mitt Romney might walk off the set? Or was it just easier to not go there? When CBS Bob Schieffer interviews a Tea Party congressman or senator who wants to return America to the way it was, wouldn't a logical follow-up question be, how was it and when was it? Was it when we didn't have a black president? Was it conservative to not have a black president? But shouldn't a news interview be respectful and cautious? Frankly, I've about had it with respect and caution. And even my one college journalism class told me that sometimes getting to the heart of things demanded some disrespectful and rather uncautious language. Today's media personnel seem more interested in preserving their own access to power than in unearthing truth. I can't help but be amused by today's politicians, especially those with diverse constituencies. In answer to my question, a congressional candidate stated, "I'm socially liberal and fiscally conservative." So I thought about that. Socially liberal, fiscally conservative. Does that mean you're all for helping people as long as it doesn't cost anything? If not, then what does it mean? Casting for votes in safe waters, I suspect. No answer. Next question. I guess definitions depend on who is the definer. But there are limits to everything, and I think today's media has fallen prey to the self-serving definitions of people who prefer to use this word to fit whatever their current belief is. After all, the word conservatism has very respectable roots in America. People like Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, and yes, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama have certain areas in which they took conservative positions. And I'd like to add a former Michigan Republican governor by the name of George Romney, who battled with Richard Nixon for civil rights implementation and who demanded fairness to employees of the company he ran. I wonder what he would have thought of his son's 2012 presidential campaign. As to conservatism being respect for the status quo or the good old days, as some define it, I can only question to what period do the good old days refer. To some of my generation, it is that post-World War II period of the 50s and 60s when this country was beginning to throw off some of its less positive traditions, like racism, elitism, and unfair labor laws. To others, those things were traditional. And while some decried them, others felt they were worth preserving and conserving. Some felt that the good old days were when slavery existed, when child labor was unrestricted, when only white males could vote. Before labor unions were around to create the middle class, many of us here would consider those things as not worth conserving. But others liked those good old days. Like a conservative person's litany of what he stood for mentioned earlier, I find myself defining what conservatism is not. Racism is not conservative. Sexism is not conservative. Corporatism is not conservative. Placing business interests ahead of public health and the environment is not conservative. Having a few people controlling the destiny of the country is not a conservative principle. It is despotism. Putting dislike of our president and working towards our nation's economic collapse is not conservatism. Neither is it patriotism or is it even humane, and it may very well be treason. When an employer's orientation meetings instruct its workers on how to apply for food stamps in order to afford the very products they sell, that is not conservatism. It is blatantly selfish and ought to be embarrassingly shameful to the family owners of the nation's largest retailer. There are many examples of what masquerades as conservatism, but I don't place all the blame on those who profess their beliefs. As true conservative principles, I really think it falls upon all of us who allow those who misuse the term to define the word. And a good share of the blame is because the media has lazily fallen into the trap by calling every baseless, ignorant, or selfish act as conservative. They're willing to use the preferred word conservative to bigot when they mock minorities. They use the word when they seek to deprive others of basic needs to foster the profit motives of greedy corporate sponsors. Conservative sounds so much better than anti-American when they root for the failure of our economy and healthcare system and lobby for more wars and more profit. They don't appreciate being called ignorant when they show complete lack of understanding of the history of our country. Conservative is so much more comfortable a word than ignorant. When a fact-free idiot displays a complete lack of historical context, she is not being conservative, she is being stupid. And criticizing others for doing in the open what they do in private is no longer called hypocrisy. No, now it's conservatism. I can understand the need to find respectable labels while denying basic humanity to others. After all, in the 1930s, the benign-sounding term National Socialism came into being in Germany. At least in Italy, they called it what it was, fascism. and they defined it as the merger of business and government. We probably can't cure the self-delusion, but we shouldn't buy into it. Nor should we absolve those who ought to know better for not calling it out. So why do I call myself a conservative? I believe in the conservative position that preserving our planet for future generations is more important than the immediate profits made by destroying it. And if there is any true doubt existing regarding the realities of climate change, would it not be a conservative position to err on the side of caution? I believe that when people are able to rise to their full potential, at the same time as protecting the less fortunate, that is conservatism. It is a conservative principle. And my conservatism dictates that no one should suffer and die in this nation because of lack of food or medical care. To sacrifice humans to indecent expenditures on war is not conservative or sustainable in a civilized economy. We're all fiscally conservative. The differences lie in where we want to conserve. Expenditures for the common good or for the common destruction. Dead people on a dead planet are neither conservative nor liberal. The real question is the steps that it takes to get there or avoid getting there. But, Bob, deep down, aren't you a liberal? Of course. So how can you reconcile those labels when they seem to be diametrically opposed to each other? Well, I disagree that liberalism and true conservatism are in conflict. If you differ with that assessment, I remind you that as a Unitarian Universalist, it is my birthright to hold conflicting positions without guilt. Maybe if conservatives would act conservatively and liberals would act liberally, it would be easier to choose. Until then, I am unconcerned with belonging to both camps. Yesterday, over 1 million job-seeking Americans awoke to find their last two lifelines against poverty, unemployment insurance and food stamps, either discontinued or drastically cut. So-called conservatives say this will prod those to search harder for those non-existent jobs. And their six-year-old children will learn that one may not eat in this nation without mopping school floors. It took us 100 years to ban slavery. Are these so-called conservatives' mean-spirited actions a way to reinstitute it? This republic was conceived on the very basic conservative principle that we're all in it together. Compassion for others was inherent in our founding. So, is it Happy New Year? Is that phrase only for those too big to fail? What about those heartless policies that ignore those too small to succeed?